Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning, and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur. Today's episode is 604 Drone Syndrome. Hopefully everybody's having an amazing week. We're going to have another amazing show, so don't go anywhere. By the way, if you have any family, friends, or coworkers that are still suffering from SMB, tell them to tune in right now on YouTube or Facebook. As always, if you have any questions, visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. So what are we going to be talking about today? Great question. We're going to be talking about three ways to prevent drone syndrome. But before we hop in the show, as always, those two famous questions. Did you do your homework? Well, check it out. If you're tuning in right now, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And this is this week's homework. And next, did you say your morning mantra? If you did not, each and every time we're on this show and this broadcasting live, you will have an opportunity to say it. So let's say it together. Say, I, state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and promises given to me by God. Hopefully that got you wired up, fired up, and ready to go. To check out any of our great sponsors, simply go to slowmoneyblues.com/sponsors. As always, some of our amazing sponsors continue to be linky.com, bignetdomain.com, and fastcashoutlet.com, and others. What is today's whole question? Do you suffer from drone syndrome? To participate is very easy. slowmoneyblues.com/polls. I have all three polls up there for the last 3 weeks. It's something that my team and I, we're doing a little bit different so we can get some feedback from you guys. So we look so forward to hearing from you. Do you suffer from drone syndrome? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the flyest of them all? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who always wins and never falls? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is a boss and always floss? Mirror, mirror on the wall, is it me or is it you? The things I say, are they what I do? Let's get personal. The mirror is one of the top three inventions of all time. It shows us exactly who we are at all times, and it can't even speak. What do you see? Three ways to prevent drone syndrome. The first way is to prevent drone syndrome is very simple. Be yourself. If I told you that everyone that's ever been born is uniquely themselves, everybody is a one of one. Everyone is a unicorn. You can only be yourself. You can impersonate someone. You can masquerade as someone. You could dress up like someone. But guess what? At the end of the day, you can only be yourself. And what do I mean by that? Physically, you can alter your appearance. You can dress like someone. Physically, you can change your voice to sound like someone. If you were acting, you can act like someone and perpetrate their mannerisms. But guess what you cannot do? You cannot have their DNA. You cannot have their eyeballs, which distinguishes all human beings from other human beings. You cannot have their fingerprints. Everyone has a unique set of fingerprints. They're like snowflakes. You cannot change your toe print. Everyone has unique toe prints just like snowflakes. So point number one, be yourself. By the way, what is the benefit of being yourself? It's being authentically you, which is point number two. See, trying to be someone else is being a fake, a phony, and a fraud. Now, you do realize that if you impersonate a publicly elected official and you are caught and indicted, you could potentially go to jail for impersonating another human being. If you haven't been following the amazing life of Donald John Trump, he and some of his other allies have literally, they were literally indicted on being something and posing as something that they were not. So it doesn't ever pay not to be yourself, and it doesn't ever pay not to be authentic. Because people that have been living in this earth and living in these streets for some time probably can go, they can smell it a mile away. So point number one, be yourself. Point number two, be authentic. Authenticity is the best way I can describe it is this. It's like a painter who paints a masterpiece. And people always want to determine whether or not they have an authentic or if they have a fake, a phony, or a fraud. It's the equivalent to purchasing a Bugatti and opening up the engine and finding out that it has a Chevrolet engine. Now, there's nothing wrong with a Chevrolet engine, but there's always something wrong with a Chevrolet engine when it's actually placed in the Bugatti. Because when I open the hood of a Bugatti, what I should actually see is a Bugatti engine, not a Chevrolet engine. So be authentic. And then the final point, point number three, be transparent. Now, you may be thinking, as you look out the window, that you just need to be transparent with other people. But that is not true. The person that you want to be the most transparent with, the person that you want to be the most authentic with, is the person that is looking in your smart device when you are taking a photograph, or when you are looking in the mirror and you are shaving, or you're putting on your eyelashes or your makeup. You want to be transparent with yourself. And this is the question: who are you? Why are you here? And the reason that people can't be themselves, and the reason they can't be authentic, and they can't be transparent, because it goes back to last week when I talked about most people do not understand their why, which is their purpose. So just a quick recap. Three ways to prevent drone syndrome. One, be yourself, because you are the most amazing you on the planet. Two, be authentic. Why? Because no one, and I mean literally no one, likes a fake, a phony, or a fraud. And number three, be transparent and start with the person that's in your smart device when you're taking a photo, and also when you're looking in the mirror. So what are our major takeaways? If your life is a mirror, what do people see? I know that was a fast one. Like, we literally got through this pretty quick. And what is next week's homework? As always, tune into next week's episode. And next week, we're going to be talking about say yes to no. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you where? Over the top. I want you to have an amazing day and the rest of your week. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.